This I Believe. Byron Taggart has been with station WKRC in Cincinnati, Ohio, for the past 10 years. He is now the assistant program director, concerned with special events programs and public service features. In this capacity, he has been most helpful in contacting guests from his community for this program. Like others of us, this assignment challenged his inner thoughts. Here now is Byron Taggart to complete the story.
For quite some time now, I have been busy asking people to write their beliefs for Edward R. Murrow's feature, This I Believe. I've talked with so many people about their beliefs that I found it necessary for me to search my own mind and heart and get together a display of my own beliefs for the benefit of my mind's eye, that I might compare my beliefs with those of others who live about me. And this searching has helped me. I'm sure of that. Although I have come to the realization that my beliefs are very much like those of other Americans, I have learned through believing in a plan, and that plan is This I Believe, that I can find more happiness in life, more real peace of mind and genuine mental comfort in knowing of the basic beliefs of my neighbors. And by neighbors, I mean the people of my community. I've learned the importance of getting acquainted, and once acquainted, to realize the importance of genuine understanding. I believe that God has given us a great challenge. He's challenged us to know others. He has challenged others to learn to know us. And many of us have learned through our belief in the Almighty that every person has a heart which was made good. I have learned that as I grow older, and as others grow older also, the pace of the world in which we live keeps crowding the good in our hearts to one side until that which is really good occupies only a small part of our hearts and conscience. Although the element of good is there, we seldom call upon it to overcome the crowded elements which we have stored in our hearts to clutter up and cloud our lives. I'm frank when I say that in my heart has been money, a fine house, a beautiful car, good clothes, and various and sundry other items. And when I put them there, I used my own personal stamp labeled good on them. I nurtured them along with great interest and ambition. Fortunately, in my work, I've been able to find others in my community who have good hearts. Hearts which I felt would be filled with woe and misery because of their plight in this world, well, I found these hearts instead filled with happiness and love. Instead of hearing these people complain, I heard them proclaim their belief in God and mankind. These people who have not had the good fortune I have enjoyed, these people who have known poverty, prejudice, sickness, and misfortune, have been holding before them a light I had not seen before. And many of them, arms weary, are holding that light for all of us today. The flame is turned up so all of us may see it, if we will but look. It is the flame of brotherhood. I firmly believe it is not those who are in the minority, it is not those who fall in what we tend to term the poorer classes, who foster prejudice as we know it today. They are the ones who stand waiting for us with open arms to welcome us to the realization that they too are human beings, people who love their God, nation, and fellow man. I believe it is not for us to say, come join us. Too many of us have made sure they were not wanted among us. I believe it is up to me and up to you to say, may we join you. May we join you in the common brotherhood of man. May we make up to you by our understanding the pain we've caused you to bear. May we make up to you the trouble we've placed on your hearts. May we prove to you that though the dollars in our pockets may vary in number, though the skin which covers our bones may be different, and though the slant of our eyes may be peculiar to yours, though we may worship on the Lord's Day in a fashion unlike yours, we really believe in the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, who said, love thy neighbor.
That was Byron Taggart, assistant program director of station WKRC in Cincinnati, Ohio.